Welcome to Delight in Grace, the teaching ministry of Rich Powell, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Winston-Salem. In Revelation 5:6, John saw that in the midst of the throne of God stood a lamb as though it had been slain. That lamb is Jesus. He went to the cross so he could bring us with him into the presence of God. Even now, Jesus, our high priest, stands in the presence of the Father and speaks on our behalf, having already taken the punishment of our every sin. In today's message, Pastor Rich pulls from Hebrews 8:1-5 and Hebrews 9:1-11 to show the beautiful duty Christ performs on our behalf, interceding for us in the presence of God. Let's listen in. This is the third segment of a message titled, He Intercedes in the Presence of God. It was first preached on August 26, 2012.
His presence there says something. It makes a statement. That's what he's doing for me. What is that statement that he is making? And go through this line by line, because this is what I really want you to understand about what your high priest does for you and what my high priest does for me. His presence next to the Father says something very, very significant upon which you and I need to meditate. Remember that I said that my life is replete with things that are contrary to the character and purpose of God. I have news for you. So is yours. That's what Jesus died for. You see, that sin is what separates me from God, the one who made me for himself. There's no way I can go to God. There's no way I can have fellowship with him. There's no way I can find my satisfaction in him, the only place I'll ever find it, unless Jesus does what he does right there next to the Father. But the problem is all that sin in my life. We can get down to specifics. There's one of them in a song that we sing, in the song, The Power of the Cross. Oh, to see the dawn. Every bitter thought, every evil deed. Okay, so now I am in Christ and I know that. And Christ is seated there as my high priest next to the Father who is a consuming fire. And they are caring for me. But they see Rich Powell and they see a bitter thought. Or put your name in there and they see a bitter thought. You've had a bitter thought from time to time, haven't you? Say, mm-hmm. You're lying if you didn't, right? The Lord Jesus looks at the Father and he says, that bitter thought, you see that bitter thought? Father, your holiness would consume him for that. Your holiness would consume him for that. Is he right? Yeah, he's right. Do you know what? You have an adversary who wants you to stay right there. That's what he wants you to focus on. That all the things in your life that are contrary to the character and purpose of God, God ought to consume you for that. And therefore, we live our Christianity with that thought. But enter the high priestly function of Christ. Jesus says, you see that bitter thought, Father? Your holiness would consume him for that. But that's on my account. Amen. That's on my account. Father, do you remember when you had to turn your back on me? It was for that. It was for that bitter thought. I did it for that. You did it for that. But now I'm seated next to you. And he's with me. That's what your high priest does. Now understand this. The fact that he is seated there next to the throne of majesty, the God whose holiness is a consuming fire, the very fact of his presence there says all that. It says all of that for you and me all the time. That's what your high priest does. The Apostle Paul affirms this in Ephesians chapter 2. What a profound statement this is. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. God raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So where Christ is seated next to the throne of the majesty on high, the God whose holiness is a consuming fire, where Christ is seated there, if I am in Christ, I'm there with Him. And that's why Jesus says, He's with me. Your high priest alone can usher you into the presence of God, because he's the one that absorbed the blow of God's wrath. You know what's amazing? As the Lord in his revelation gave us glimpses of the throne room of God, we go to the book of Revelation. It gives us an idea of what is to come. And he takes us into the very throne room of God, the holiest of all. And where he mentions the throne, he says, in the midst of the throne stood a lamb as though it had been slain. Isn't that amazing? A lamb as though it had been slain, right there with the throne. The throne of God represents His sovereign authority and holiness. All things are by Him. All things are for Him. His is the only opinion that matters. But the Lamb seated next to the throne forever is the picture of God's loving mercy and grace. Now, this isn't the only mention of it in the book of Revelation. We are taken, we are transported into the very throne room of God. And when he mentions the throne, he never ceases to mention the Lamb next to the throne. Listen, that Lamb, your high priest, is there forever. Why? Because his presence makes that statement. He makes that appeal for you and me. And we can see this as we go on through the book of Revelation. Look at chapter 5 and verse 13. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. There's the throne and there's the Lamb. Your high priest who pleads for you and me. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 10. Behold, a great multitude of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Who's that? That's you and me. Crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. It's not just the throne. The Lamb is there right next to it. Your high priest and mine. Chapter 7, verse 17. The Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of water. And in the very final chapter of the canon of inspired Scripture, Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 and verse 3. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal and proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. There it is, the throne and the Lamb. He doesn't mention the throne without mentioning the Lamb. Aren't you glad for that? And there shall be no more curse. We won't have to study James chapter 1, verses 1 through 7 in heaven. Isn't that wonderful to know? There will be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. Listen, loved ones, that's your satisfaction. That's what you were created for. To the degree that you are apart from God, you are dissatisfied. And it is that Lamb sitting next to the throne of the consuming fire that can usher you in to His presence. We have a perfect song for that. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. Go ahead, instrumentalist, step on up. A great high priest whose name is Love, whoever lives and does what? Pleads for me. His presence there pleads for me. What a song! Listen, let's stand. Let's give it all we've got, okay? Let's give it all we've got before the throne of God above.
We're so glad you've joined us for Delight in Grace, the teaching ministry of Rich Powell, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Winston-Salem. You can hear this message and others anytime by visiting our website, www.delightingrace.com. You can also check out Pastor Rich's book, 7 Words That Can Change Your Life, where he unpacks from God's Word the very purpose for which you were designed. 7 Words That Can Change Your Life is available wherever books are sold. As always, tune in to Delight in Grace, weekdays at 10 a.m.